wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality.
Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back, big wigs. We are back in the studio. I'm so sorry. It's my fault. I was away last week. That we didn't get to an episode. We just couldn't.
We were booked and we were busy. So yeah. This week is going to be, do we even just like add a couple more minutes because we have so much to recap?
We have a lot to recap. I'm you know, at a six today, I'd say. And Dre's at like a 10, which is great. So together we're at an 8, you know?
You know what? As partners, you always have to cover the percentage that your partner's not at. That's what I've learned. Like if you're at a 20, you got to come with the 80. So I'm ready to come with the 40%? What do I need to come with today?
I believe
what was that again?
You made this a harder math problem than I was hoping.
Hey, either way, we're up. We're having fun.
That's right.
And we're happy to, you guys are happy to be back.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you know what? I didn't have time to put on eye makeup and I have a really big show tonight. So I'm wearing sunglasses because basically I'm Weekend at Bernie's. I'm like holding my dead body awake. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at. But I look cute. I look cool, Mike said. So,
you do.
Yeah, you really do. I like this
top. So if you're not on YouTube, tune in. Just go subscribe, you know? Remember YouTube? Hello?
Remember YouTube?
It's fun to see us live and, you know, our cute outfits.
And also, if you are a YouTube watcher, leave some comments because it helps the algorithm.
It helps boost. Yeah,
yeah.
All this shit is a computer, you know? It's really taken over.
Yeah.
It is. And then people will comment, is this real? Like, stop trying to be Chris in court. And I'm like, you guys, do you not realize this is a...
I say, yes, it is real. And respect my family.
Yeah, bitch. And we will send you a lawsuit. We will charge your ass. Yeah, so welcome, Bizak. We have so much to catch up on.
I know.
You were booked. I was booked. Do we want to, like, talk about our...
Booked.
Yeah. Booked. I mean, which also, from the last week... I was very low, as you remember. I was like, I am not doing anything. I haven't booked. And how the times have changed.
That's great.
I mean, it's the ups and it's the downs. It's the industry.
Yeah.
As
I mean,
we talked about.
Usually when it rains, it pours. Mm-hmm. Or just sprinkles, you know? I don't know if I believe the run it rains, it pours anymore. I think that for negative things, but I don't know about positive.
Yeah, does he always seem that it's refers to the negative?
Yeah, tell us about your being booked and busy.
The role that I booked was for a movie, which you had actually heard about this production too, because your friend is a producer on it.
Mm-hmm. She wrote it, you said.
Your friend wrote it?
Yeah, she's the star.
Oh my, I didn't know you knew her.
Jill, it's Jill's movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I just went to her house like a month ago for this really fun like cocktail hour and
stop it immediately. I thought you were just
and she was telling me about it and then you
incredible.
Said it and I was like, oh, that sounds familiar and I connected the dots.
Wait, how amazing is that? And I also just watched this really cool, it wasn't Architectural Digest, but it was something like that on YouTube and I watched her house tour.
Oh my God.
I'm
house
obsessed.
Is amazing. I mean, it's like a haunted like.
Yeah, like goth
it's
chic.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very, very cool. And she's got this amazing. It's not even a painting. It's an art piece. And it's the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams. And this guy, I think he was like an Argentinian artist. He wrote out the writing in dollar bills. And it's the lyrics to Eurythmics. And when she showed that art piece, I was like, that's a dream. That's just so big wigs. She's like, and this is actually written out from an Argentinian artist. It's Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, which, by the way, amazing song. And I was just like, I love that.
On the flip side of that, did you guys watch the Sarah Silverman show like back in the day? And there was a sketch that she did where it was like this commercial that wouldn't stop airing. And it was like poor kids asking for money. And she was like, I can't turn the TV off. And this is the only thing airing. And so she covers up the screen with dollar bills. She's like, I don't even have any other paper. And that's all she has
really
to cover
funny.
Up the screen with dollar bills. Anyway, that's
really
what
funny.
That reminded me of.
That's really funny. So that's so great.
Okay, so tell us about the movie. So who did you play?
I booked a shredded Pilates instructor.
Go, girl. Wow.
I wrote back to my agent. I go, this is a mistake. In no way am I known. Is it my dream to play Michelle Rodriguez roles? Like play SWAT? Yes. Do I want to book those roles? Yes.
Yeah?
I want to be a boxer. I want to be a SWAT team. I want to be CSI. I love that shit.
Wow.
Like in a previous life, I swear, like I was a police officer. I was like some type of military.
Okay.
Lo and behold, though, I'm not a shredded Pilates instructor at all. So I wrote back, I swear this is a mistake. So I went in for the fitting and they put me into these excess Fenty Rihanna, her like outfits.
Yeah.
And I go, guys, I'm not an excess. Like, I'm not a shredded Pilates instructor. And they were like, oh, don't worry. We just picked those up because we just imagined in our head that that's what it would be. But we'll resize for you. Like, you were picked for your comedic timing. I go, okay, great, amazing. I was just shocked. So the role was great. It was one of the largest, like, productions I've been on because there was, like, 50 people on set. Like, yeah. Camera people, sound. And it was, you know, I'm accustomed to, like, a commercial or Comedy Central. The team's a lot smaller. So when I got there, I had really insane butterflies. But it was exciting because you're like, hell yes.
That's great. Congrats.
Thank you.
That's really great.
So it comes out in 2025. But, you know, we've got to wait a while.
Yeah.
But it's, I think they're going to pitch to film festivals and see if a streaming wants to pick it up, a streaming service. But it was really, really fun. The director.
What do you do in the scene?
I'm screaming at a bunch of ripped ladies at a Pilates class, and they're all on these megaformers. They're like reformers, but even more intense.
Mm-hmm.
I've never taken a Pilates class myself. So if that goes to show, I watched a YouTube video, but I'm like a boot camp Pilates instructor. So I'm screaming at them and I'm like, use your fucking taint, like squeeze your glutes. And I get into Jill's face and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm screaming
at them.
That's
so funny.
It was really fun. But I, that's not my personality at all, but to be like screaming at these women. So, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a different role, but it was super, super fun and exhilarating.
That's great.
Yeah, it was interesting.
She's a movie star now.
Well,
she's a big wig.
It was a big wig role. I just hope that my abs came out because I went to go get a spray tan and I said spray on abs on me because I'm not a shredded Pilates instructor. Once again.
Did they have you do the spray tan?
No.
This was
an elective choice. Yes.
Okay.
So I go to this guy in Greenwich Village, which apparently Michelle Collins goes to.
Okay.
And I call up this guy, had the best reviews on Google. And
wait,
he was
a
like,
guy to get spray tanned?
Well, I thought I was just calling a place and he answered. He goes, hello. And I was like, hi, I'm looking to get a toned spray tan, like an airbrush, but like airbrush abs. And he was like, sweetie, that's my specialty.
I was like,
sir, say less. He was like, sweetie, come on in. I'm going to do you up good. It's a BOGO deal. So you buy one, get one free. And it's $65 for the airbrush, which I thought was very reasonable for Manhattan.
Yeah.
So I go in. He wants me to remove all my clothes. I go, sir, I don't know you. I'm still keeping on my bathing suit. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm sure you, like, strip everything.
I
like,
take it all. That's yeah. why I said a man, because I'm like, my boobs are out. My ass is out. I'm in, like, a string covering, like, the front of me. And that's it.
Precisely. That's why I was like, I don't know you. It was a man. If it was a woman, I would have stripped. But you know what? I'm just like, I don't know this guy. I'm in the basement of this airbrush place. Like,
oh, God.
That's the right instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I brought my friend with me because she wanted to get a spray tan too. So, you know, shout out Panina. She came with me. And I'm in there. He's telling me all the people he airbrushes. Ryan Gosling, Jimmy Fallon. He did Jennifer Lawrence for her most recent film.
I would have been like, sir, aren't you a licensed therapist? I think that's like breaking like the confidentiality.
Right.
Like,
what?
Didn't they sign an NDA for this shit? Yeah, apparently not. So I was like, all right, I'm in good hands. I actually loved how he did it. He's a former ballet performer.
Uh-huh.
So he knows the muscle structure of bodies. So he made me look like a ripped like ballet.
That's amazing. Did you take photos of your body naked?
I did, but I should have taken a before and after because you can really see the abs. Maybe I should show you.
I'm like, show us the abs. I used to be obsessed with my body after a spray tan. Like, it's as if you lost 20 pounds and like got ripped. And
right?
I used to, I loved it. I haven't done it in a minute, but maybe I should today.
I think you should. I think you totally should.
Maybe I should today.
The ab picture that my friend took of me, it's actually pretty crazy.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Now, those are like intense abs. I don't know if you can see this, but.
Oh, look at that.
Sports
yeah.
Illustrated.
Like he did the chisel down the middle and then he did like this six pack thing. And I was like, that's pretty intense, but.
You're looking like a competitive like weight.
Yeah.
Right. Like Teresa Giudice when she went into like the competitive.
Yes.
So, yeah, but it pretty much, you know, washed all off by the time I was the shredded Pilates instructor. But
no, it should last like a week.
It was supposed to, yeah, I had the shoot the next day, but I felt like the abs like. It was so intense when you do it, obviously, because it's on your body and then you wash it off. So it's a little bit more faded. But, you know, I had fun. Anyways, I have to go back. So you should come with me for my.
I used to have a girl I'd go to and she'd like pop the tent, you know, and like in the apartment. She'd come to you.
Yes.
Which I love. I feel like I would have to go to her because like my dogs would get sprayed. You know what I mean? They'd like somehow make it into the tent and get sprayed.
Oh, of course. I feel like they would be attracted to that. They'd be like, well, what's happening in here? I need to see this.
So funny.
Okay, so that was my time on set. And then you were on set for 4 days straight.
I know. It was a lot. Although I was in LA for a week, which was great. I went to LA. It was a long trip. It was a very expensive and long trip, but it was good. And I did some podcasts. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Heather and Stu. You know, that was good.
Chef Stu.
Chef Stu. What's his, keep it, what's stewing, he likes to say. And I was like.
Oh, that's like the tagline of the show.
Yeah, like, and I was like, everything stewing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Everything. I got to meet his dog, which is really cute because he records at his apartment. And I was like,
so cute.
This cute dog. And then I had a wedding. Can you believe that? I had a wedding.
Anna, you see? You guys can't, you can't talk shit about the weddings anymore. You had a wedding.
I had a wedding. I went to a wedding. It was very nice. It was my two friends who were like, I guess we should get married. We've been together 10 years. Like, why not? It was very chill. You know, like good tacos. It was up on this like fucking mountain in Burbank.
It looked gorgeous.
You can see everything in the valley.
Yeah.
And I love her mom. And we had a great time. It was so nice. They were like so happy. It was small. It was very chill.
Yeah.
We did a hike the day before, which was cute. They did a wedding hike. So it was like 40 people Ooh. Like did a hike, which
oh
was
God.
Like a fun.
The you brigade know. Up the mountain.
I know.
Entourage.
It wasn't like a hard hike, but it was nice. It was yeah. like, that's a fun LA. Like if you're having an LA wedding, you know, they wanted to do like the LA events.
Totally. Then they all went to Erewhon and got smoothies.
I don't know.
The Hearth Cafe.
You know, I did. I went to Erewhon once, but it was in Beverly Hills. Not my favorite Erewhon. It was not. My favorite. That's a bad Erewhon. It was too crowded and it was full of girls who looked the same. And it was just like,
my favorite Erewhon.
Like, I was like, oh, I hope people, because I love Erewhon, you know that. And mm-hmm. I was like, I hope people who like think, like, oh, I got to go to an Erewhon, don't go to that one. You know what I mean? Go to the yeah. one in West Hollywood or even on the East Side. Any of the other ones, the Beverly Hills one is like fake. It's not
the one to go
to. It's not the one to go to. The lines out the door, you thought it was a club. Like, it was so
oh my gosh.
Crazy.
Yeah, no. Miss me. Mm-mm. I ain't doing it. It makes that, the experience.
Yeah. Oh, and that was the day that Bethany went psycho on Chanel.
Dude, we have. To me, that was too much.
I've been talking to her.
Took it
too
far.
You would laugh so hard at these DMs.
You got to read the DMs. Anna has been in contact with Bethany Frankel.
I have a good DM to read.
Did she send it to you and go, you should do me?
She didn't. She has before. She'll be like, I can't believe you didn't get this yet or like do this yet. And you're like, what?
You're like, you posted it 5 minutes ago. How am I supposed to keep up?
Yeah. You've posted 10 videos since, mm-hmm. you know. But again, the algorithm, I would say, who cares anymore? Like the algorithm is what it is. Like you could post in the middle of the night and people won't see it for a month. So it doesn't fucking matter.
The Instagram algorithm is now like TikTok, where it doesn't go to your followers.
Not
it
at
goes,
all.
Spits it out to completely new followers and it wants you to be found on the Explore page.
It's so weird.
It's insane.
Bethany.
No, wait. Finish your LA and then we'll get into Bethany.
Okay.
So that's a whole Chanel
that was it
thing
for
of it
LA.
All.
I had terrible travel there and back. Like mm-hmm. terrible. And I also, can I be honest? I understand. I now support them closing down Airbnb. I think you can have Airbnb Lux. I did my first Airbnb ever.
Yeah.
Ever. We got an, because Jared had work in Santa Monica for the first two days. So we were like, let's stay in Santa Monica. He can go to work. I can like drop him off because we had a rental car and I can like do what I need to do or whatever. And we got an Airbnb and it looked nice. It was in Santa Monica. It was like 10 minutes from the beach. It looked fine. And near stuff, you know, I know.
Totally.
We get there and I walk in and I would say to the average person, they're probably like, this place is fine. To me, I was like, I don't like the smell. I don't like the feel. I don't like the curtains. There's a stain on the couch. I couldn't. And Jared's even worse than me. Like he's even like more pristine and clean and like pickier than me. But the thing is we had a real issue getting out to LA. And so we didn't land. We didn't get to this place until 2 a.m. So we really didn't have any options. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So we were like, all right, we'll stay here for the night because it's 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. We got some Domino's and then we hadn't eaten. We were so fucking hungry and the puppies were with us. It was a lot. And they were amazing travelers. My dogs are good flyers. I will say future frequent flyers. They were
but
great.
Not good in the car.
No, they're better in the car.
Okay.
I just have to drug Elton, but Billy's amazing in the car.
I just have to get them zooted and they're ready to go. But other than that,
I just have to drop a little, you know, a little pill and then he's like good to go.
Yeah.
No, but so we stay we sleep there for one night. And in the morning, Jared, you know, we're like, I'm like, well, where are we going to go? He's like, do you want to get another Airbnb? I'm like, nope, this was
seen what we needed to
this
see.
This fixed it for me.
One and done.
So we like called our hotel we were staying at for like Friday to Monday for the 4 days. And we were like, can we just come today? And they were like, yeah. And so we just got the hotel for the whole week instead. And I sound like a brat, but if you saw like where I live and, you know, where I like to stay, and then you saw this Airbnb, you'd be like, she can't. And I've
noticed, here's the problem with Airbnbs. If the pictures really don't represent what it actually looks like, that's false advertising.
I'd say the pictures were like 60% of what it looked like was. Mm-hmm. The building, though, was sketch beyond. And that was what grossed me out. I was like, I can't. This building feels like a crack den. They're all Airbnbs because we saw another one. Like, the door was open. It was the same furniture, same shit.
No way.
And I was like, it's an Airbnb building, basically.
It's a hotel.
It was not.
I don't like that.
I did not like it. And we slept, and then I wouldn't even shower. I was like, I'm not even. I was in my clothes for like 48 hours from New York. I felt like I'm disgusting. And then it was just such a. I felt like I couldn't do anything. I'm like, I was sitting on the bed. The bed was the only one that felt clean, the only place. So I'm sitting on the bed with the dogs, like on my computer, and I was just like, we have to get out of here. And then like Jared was finally done work, and I'm like, great, let's drive.
Let's
away.
Get on out of here.
So, you know, ended up spending a lot more money because we were like in the hotel and you have to pay for parking every day at the hotel. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, $70 or whatever it is a day and on top of your room. But it was a great hotel. Would stay again. So dog friendly. Great pool. Just like so. It was great.
Nice.
I mean, it was in Hollywood, which is like whatever, but it was good. That's where I'm at. That was LA. And then, getting home from LA was awful too. We were delayed. Luckily, we found out we were delayed before we left for the airport. So our hotel like was like, you can have the room until 5 p.m. So we didn't have to like be nomads, you know, even though we were all packed up, ready to go. I was like, all right, never mind. And so we like went back to the room, dropped the dogs off, did some stuff. And we got back at like 3:45 in the morning in New York, which is a weird time to land.
3:45 in the morning or in the afternoon?
Morning. weird time to land because
The red eyes
come in at 7 a.m.
Like, right.
And later. And the night flights come in earlier than that. So apparently they like let everyone leave because our bags didn't come for over an hour. Our bags.
So you guys were sitting at the airport for an hour waiting for the bags.
4:45 in the morning.
You have got to be kidding me. They sent it on a different flight?
No one like unloaded them off the plane.
They're like, bitch, we don't work at this time.
It was so weird. And everyone was standing there and we were all just like, what the fuck? We were already delayed 3.5 hours in the airport. You know what I mean?
Stop.
Like, it was just
it
was nonstop. I was like, I'm fucking standing here waiting for my bag. I had to buy a new luggage in LA because, that was the best part of getting to LA. They toss my bag onto the like thing and I'm standing there and we're waiting. Jared gets one of our bags and I start seeing clothing on the on the belt. And I was like,
your bag exploded.
No.
Your bag exploded.
I was like, that's weird. There's like clothing. And then I look and I was like, that's my clothing.
Oh, no.
And I freak out. I haven't even contacted Delta yet, but they should give me some money for my bag.
They know.
Tossed it and they like split the zipper, I guess, when they tossed it.
Here's the thing, though, with that caveat is you have to report it at the time.
I got it.
Perfect. Okay. As long as you report it there.
I reported it at the airport. And the woman was such a bitch. She's like, it doesn't really look broken. I go,
the zipper.
Girl. Because I was able to like
close it. It doesn't
look broken. My clothes are everywhere.
She put in the claim for me. I just had no patience to like contact them at that hour, you know?
Yes.
Or the next day. I was just like, I'll do this when I'm like peaceful. But I couldn't fly home with it because I was like, you know, it's not like the bag will zip, but God forbid it gets tossed around, which it does when you're in an airplane. So we put it in our storage unit because if we need to like move shit, I could hold stuff in it and it could go in a car, you know? Like it's not totally trashed.
We're not throwing it out.
But yeah, so I had to get a new suitcase. That was another like treat, I guess.
We love to talk about travel tales. It's something that I enjoy. I don't know if any of the listeners enjoy.
I knew Dre would love to hear all of this. That's why I was like, she's like, what'd you book? I'm like, forget that. Listen to my travel story.
Right. I'm like, now get to the commercial now. No, but it's all relevant because I do like to hear travel tales.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a big new fun suitcase and a lot of debt that I not debt for me. I just owe Jared a lot. He really covered a lot of stuff on the trip, but
absolutely incredible. Does he ever hold it against you?
No.
That's great. That's fantastic. Don't let your significant other, if they're going to pay for stuff and willingly do it, don't let them hold it over you. Because
no.
I've had that happen.
I mean,
and I go.
I know what I owe him and I owe him some money. And I was like, I'll get it to you as soon as I like get paid for certain things that I'm waiting on. And
good.
And I'll get it to him.
And I'm gonna do it.
But it's my birthday week, so you know. It'll have to be after that.
It'll be post that.
Unless I just pay him and I'm like, all right, here you go. I'm done for life, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Absolutely amazed. Do you want to talk about your booking or?
I mean, it wasn't anything to really write home about. It was like a SAG, like industrial commercial, which I didn't really understand what that was until I got there. You know, these very big finance companies like to spend a lot of money on these like ads and stuff, like even, you know, and I met great. So this was like when I got it, I forgot audition. I didn't even remember auditioning for it. Those are when I book, when I don't take, when I just do one take.
Of course.
That's why I try and do one take of everything. I'm like, there you go. But I have to say it was like, it was very fun to do. Like I was glad I got to do this because it was like 4 days and it was all sketch comedy and it was basically Saturday Night Live. And these people had the money to fully recreate like SNL.
That's so fun.
So I was hired as like Tina Fey. So I did Weekend Update. I did 2 Weekend Updates. And
that's
then like,
so fun. That's cool.
I was in all these other like sketches and it was like, but they legit, they had a whole, they had extras to play the audience and they had like a host and they had like all these people. So most of the people I worked with, it was very funny. They were all like Broadway, like theater people. And
love your type of people.
Yeah. Yes and no. I'm definitely not a theater person. You know what I mean? Like the way they talk about their auditions, and I'm like so on the outside of it. But they were so nice. I made friends. I hope they come to my show tonight. I was like, guys, Wednesday night. I made friends at my show. It was fun. And the people I worked with, they were all super professional and they were great. And like, you know, they all work on other shit. And it was just like, I was like impressed. I was very impressed because when I first showed up, I was like, wait, where am I? What am I doing? Because it was like 2 days at the office of this company. And then 2 days was just at a studio, like a soundstage that they had in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I self-reported because I would not make it to where the transportation was going to be. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would miss that.
Okay, yeah.
Where in Jersey was this?
One was in Montvale, New Jersey, and one was in East Hanover, New Jersey.
Ugh.
So it was like far. I've driven so much. And we had to go to Philly this week, and I had my show. I have so much. That's too much to catch up on.
That's
Philly.
That's why I suggested doing 2 shows this week because the recaps.
Although that was it.
No. And then that's all the recap. Well, no, because we have so many things to talk about with our impersonations. Is a lot of Eladia news, Sophia news.
I know.
Krista Cavallari news.
There's a lot. There's a lot
Bethany
out there.
Bethany news.
I think we've caught up though on our at least on my life. Is there anything else new in your life before we take a break? That, you know, besides being a movie star,
besides the movie role and being a Pilates instructor. No, just continuing to work. Got a wedding this weekend.
Oh yeah, where? You said
this
that.
One's and in
I was
Milwaukee.
Like, not another one. Where?
Milwaukee.
Oh my God, you got to fly.
We got to fly.
Oh boy.
Leaving Friday, coming back Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, but it'll be fun. We're going to go to Lake Geneva. You know, it's going to be like one of those fun weddings. And also the Midwest, so fun.
Is it?
It's refreshing.
I've never heard that before.
I love the Midwest. I love like a divey, kind of like dive bar fun, family oriented, like lake weekend, you know?
She's a lake girl.
Sign me up. I'm really actually down for anything, actually. I don't even know why I say I'm down for certain things.
Whose wedding?
It's Nick's first cousin.
Oh, family.
Family
member.
Wedding. Yep, family wedding.
So will his whole family be there and everything?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yeah, a little fun family time.
And you get back Monday?
I'll be back Monday. I'll be back fresh, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for Big Wigs podcast.
Amazing. next week's my actual birthday week. My birthday's June 15th, so everybody...
You guys get to plan in because my other friend, she's having a birthday. I got 2 birthdays that week.
Okay, well, June 15th is Saturday night, so hold your calls.
Hold calls.
I'm gonna just pick a bar and say go here.
Hold the phone. That's what you did in LA, and I appreciated it. You were like, just show up.
What else are you gonna do for your birthday?
I don't know. You know what? My other friend Lucho, who by the way, I want to start a new segment. We call it Line to Luch. He's my old roommate.
Yeah,
Olivia Culpo's photographer. Now I just did a pageant with Shannon.
She's dropping so many names. I'm like, what?
I really am. You know, he's Olivia Culpo's photographer.
Oh, you don't know Olivia Culpo's photographer?
No.
You know,
she already has a name for her segment in her head. I'm like,
you know, he did Edie Falco's taxes.
What?
Yeah. He's Britney Spears Pilates instructor. Okay. Lucho, you know, my old roommate in LA.
Yes.
Famous. He's fantastic. So it's his birthday, and he's actually renting out a bowling alley.
Cute.
in Rhode Island, and he's, you know, he's a photographer. He likes to do things very. It's next Friday, so I'll be back in town for your birthday.
Great. Friday, I believe I'm seeing a Broadway show because Jared's like, we have plans Friday night, and
of course.
I was like, okay, that's probably
a Broadway show.
Yeah, that's all I ever want for my birthday is to go see theater.
The two of you, but that's why you're two peas in a pod, because you really do. You're like, what are we going to do on our off time? Go to a Broadway show.
I like to see everything, and there's so much I haven't seen. And the Tonys are Sunday after my birthday. I'm like, Tonys, you got to catch up.
Yeah.
Although next week, I'm not even going to be here for part of the week because it's my dad's 70th birthday. Mazel. He won't listen to this. We're having a surprise party. Don't tell him, okay? He won't listen.
Don't tell him.
My mom's really working hard on keeping a surprise.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
So you go to his birthday.
They're all not coming in for my birthday. And I'm like, bitch. They're like, it's Father's Day. And I'm like, okay. And I was born on Father's Day, so I don't really acknowledge the holiday. It's sort of still always my day.
Course,
you know what
course,
I mean?
Course.
I am the father. Okay.
Call her daddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back.
And partners that we have on this fabulous podcast. Anna.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Were there any ads in there?
We put the insertion point in and hope for the best.
This podcast is sponsored by Depends.
Oh, wow. I'm not that old.
When you're laughing and you got a little tinkle, don't worry. Depends has got your back.
Has got your butt.
Okay, wait.
Got your butthole.
Am I hearing this correctly? You've been in contact with Bethany Frankel after this
whole
Chanel?
I've been in contact with the Chanel queen.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we need to read these DMs.
To catch you guys up, Bethany Frankel was in Chicago, decided to go into a Chanel, dressed in a t-shirt. She had a bag of popcorn, and they denied her.
She had a bag of Gareth popcorn.
They denied her.
Which, by the way, Chicago.
I love her to death.
They did. Do you have an appointment? Like, and she said, appointment? Fuck that. I don't have an appointment. And then she had whoever's working for her on the phone, on the camera, filming this shit.
Yeah.
And then the next day she goes back fully dressed, you know,
to the nines,
like ready to rock. And she walks in and literally like maybe doesn't even breathe and walks right out. And then these two videos went so viral. I don't know if you've seen, they're like 14 million, 10 million.
What?
Oh yeah. They went super, super viral. And so she and people were like, you know, whenever there's anyone you've ever done an impression of, like Teresa, like we get DMs from people being like, you better get to work.
Right.
Yeah. Look at this. Look what they did. And so people said it to me. I was like, this was during the LA saga, like the hotel to Airbnb to hotel. I was like, I don't know when I have time. And anyway, so Bethany then made 4,000 other TikToks about this experience.
Would you call it a rampage?
She went off.
I would call it a rampage. I would, in fact, use that term because she turned such a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, it was really just her not letting, getting let into, she was like, this is my, what's that movie? With,
like, She's All That.
Or with Julia Roberts.
Pretty Woman.
She did that. Like, big mistake. I mean, it was just, she wasn't let into Chanel because she looked like,
yeah, I mean, I get the point
pedestrian.
She was making, right? Like, if they're profiling everyone who comes into that fucking store.
Yeah,
as is everywhere.
A couple thousand dollars per bag, yeah.
As a couple, yeah. I was like, yeah, maybe eight.
Triple, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, why wouldn't
she,
they be?
She thought she was, like, kind of doing, like, this is to show, I'm going to show everybody how these fucking, like, high-end stores really are.
Yeah.
But then she kept going, and she still, there's got to be 20 videos about this, like, all the, like, trends and stuff or whatever. Yeah. So, I decided, you know what? I had 15 minutes, you don't understand. I got my nails done in Beverly Hills, and I was like, oh, we're going to be in Beverly Hills. I'm literally a block away from Rodeo Drive. Jared, will you come with me to Beverly Hills and we'll shoot? I'll do like a quick Bethany after. I don't have to plan this. I'll just improvise. Give me 5 minutes.
Do it.
You know, my manicure went way too long. Like, talented woman, but I was like, she talked nonstop. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like, yeah. So anyway, it took too long and he was really pissed off. So I had to work fast. So we did like one fucking like 5 minute video that I just chop. And in front of Hermes, because I was like, I should just do it. Like, whatever. I'm not going to do Chanel. I'm going to do Hermes. And it was funny because Hermes had like a line of people. And I was like, oh, my God, like these fucking tourists waiting to try and go in. And are they going to stop them? Because they probably will.
Right.
And then people are like, I posted it, whatever. People were like, you better do the 14 follow-ups. And I'm like, you know, hers are entertaining. You know what I mean? There comes a point where I'm like, I did it.
Yeah.
And so I was inspired when I got home. I was like, you know what? It was days later. I was like, and it's not doing nearly as well at all. The video is like, whatever. And I did the Hermes one where I walked to the Hermes outside of here and in New York. And then she commented, LOL, the bee is back.
The bee is back.
The bee is back. And I said, love you, girl. I want to do a video with you. Let's break the internet.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah.
You got to pump them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's break the internet. Here's what she wrote. And I love it so much. It's just, the problem is I don't plan anything. Like, wait.
What?
No, wait. It gets better. Like, that would be work. I had no idea that video would be such a big deal. I hate having to be anywhere. So I just wing everything. But something will come up at some point when I'm in NYC.
I guess it's not a no.
It's not a no.
It's not a yes.
No, but like, but it's not a yes either.
But the amount of videos she wing, I was like, oh, those
she
are,
wings them all. Huh? See, here's the thing.
Pure
here's the thing.
Impulse. Let's,
I just need on a sweatshirt. Something will come up at some point.
At some point.
Something will come up at
or
some
no,
point.
Or no, I actually want to put on a t-shirt. What was the first line where
the
she says,
back?
I don't plan it. Or
The problem is I don't plan anything.
The problem is
that would be work. These are all, look at this. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty epic, you know?
I think truly she is one of those cultural, like, there's nobody else like her. She doesn't care what you think and she will take it to that level.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, you know? She wants
herself
the backlash.
Through and through. Yeah. She doesn't care. And it's funny because I felt like I didn't really know much about her, like, aside from being like on the Housewives and Skinny Girl. And then like seeing these TikToks, you learn so much more about these people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When she did her one where she was like, I wasn't rich until my 40s. She's like, I'm like, she's my inspiration. Like, that's me. I'm going to be rich in my 40s. And like, look at how fucking rich she is. She has a Rolex collection. Like, dude, she owns multiple houses.
She's a billionaire. Isn't she?
Real estate mogul.
Well,
she sold Skinny Girl for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like $100 million. And then she started buying all these properties. She's got like Hamptons, Connecticut, New York, new penthouse. Like, yeah,
she made it work. Like she did the Housewives and like people
that
are kind of like,
it was a launching pad.
It was a launching pad. Yeah. And I think a lot of reality people like do
public
that now
brand.
To like, to like become social media stars or whatever the fuck it is. But
the amazing thing with this is whenever there's like the ones that really do it successfully, they already have a brand that's kind of in the works and then they go on the Real Housewives. Cause on her first season, she was already pitching. She was basically in these like little food shop, like ShopRites pitching Skinny Girl.
Really?
Which is incredible to me. Yeah. And she'd be like, I'm selling cupcakes, and she would have these parties and everything, but the brand was already established.
Yeah.
So if you really are going to do it, like, you got to have a brand like ready to go with the IP, products already in the works, and then that's when you go on the reality show.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Erin Leashy, she's on New York, Roni, and she
has her tequila line.
The tequila brand, which she's been in the works already, and then Smart Enough, she now is on second season, but crazy.
I bet
to me.
Bravo likes that too. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, these women aren't just like fluff. They actually are entrepreneurs. They have ideas. They're like, you know, creative, whatever. And they could bring the drama. Anyway, do you guys think yes or no it'll happen? That's
it'll happen.
Me.
Well, when she's ready.
We'd love to have her on the show.
I said, girl, it ends with me going, girl, make it easy. I'll come to you.
Yeah.
Girl, tell me the time and place. It doesn't have to be this hard.
Let's be real. I have a car. I have the new car.
Didn't you drive it every day to work?
I did. It was the first we got it, and I literally had to drive it for 4 days.
You're like, man, I'm taking the car. See?
Really break it in.
I really broke it in. We had to get gas and everything, you know? I've spent a lot. It's been a lot of miles.
You gotta spend money to make money, baby.
You really do. You really, really do. Anyway, I thought that DM was funny. But yes, our other impressions, catching up on these women, the Traitors was just announced today.
Traitor season 3. And famously, both of us, we have not watched season 1 and season 2.
No, but I think we have to hop on.
It is now the highest, most viewed reality television series in the world.
Oh my God.
Traitors. Both the UK and the US versions.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
I don't even know. I don't know what they do on the show.
So they go to this Scottish castle.
I knew that.
I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Also, a bunch of our friends
went on this huge trip with
brand
Peacock.
Trip yeah, that with Peacock.
Looked crazy.
Looked fucking insane. They got to stay at this Scottish castle where the show is filmed. It's a bunch of reality stars. And in the UK, actually, it's not reality stars. It's just normal civilians.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, it's like the other Dancing with the Stars now, like in the US.
Right.
It's like exactly. People who are like, what are they going to do after this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
This new season 3 cast, though, I'm very intrigued.
I am, too.
Britney Spears' ex, Sam. Britney Spears' ex. Okay. We've got Tom Sandoval. What?
Like, some people I saw were really angry about Sandoval, and they were like, he better fucking be voted off first.
Of course.
Because I don't want to watch. Like, a lot of people are like, I don't want to watch because of him. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they probably already plan out who's getting voted when. Like,
of course.
Yeah. At least first they'll plan.
And I feel like everyone, for our own sake, it should be Sandoval voted off first. So it's a bunch of people that come to the house, and there's
Dorinda's on.
Planted traitors. Dorinda is on.
Clip. Gabby Windy, the former Bachelorette / Dancing with the Stars, who I used to do an impression of. I love her.
Gabby Windy. This is going to be big for impressions. As I see, I thought I screenshotted this, but I guess I didn't. You sent it to me.
I sent it to you.
I want to read the list that it has. So we're going to watch, though.
I know. I'm excited, actually.
Tom Sandoval. Oh, Chrishell Strauss.
Chrishell from Selling Sunset.
Chrishell. Sam. Oh, Sierra Miller from Summer House.
Oh, my
God. The Bravo universe is strong in the Traitor's House this year.
As it should be. It's
the Bravo
Peacock.
Universe is strong.
No matter
what.
I
think. Yeah.
You're right. Literally no matter what.
So it's powerhouse.
Yeah,
so that's very exciting.
Planted traitors. We got to go back and watch season 1, season 2.
But it's like a fully new.
Yeah, no. This is like
we don't need to catch up to like,
no.
You know.
Just understand how the show works. Planted traitors and people have to guess what the traitors are. If they successfully guess who the traitors are, they each get to split up to $120,000.
It sounds like Mafia, like that
yes,
game.
Yes, it literally does.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, I hate
exactly.
that game. I hope I like the show.
I know. But then, you know what people like? People like deceit. They like to find out who's lying. They like to find the traitor in the group. That's why Vanderpump was so successful in Summer House, because there was two big breakups. Almost, there was like deceit and lies.
If you lie, you could be a good reality star.
Yeah, of course. Or if you start drama and if
I
you don't
be
care.
A catfish.
What do you mean?
Like I'm really, I could like just moonlight as someone else. You know what I mean? Like on The Circle or a catfish.
Yes.
Like I could be a catfish.
What if we started, okay, here we go. Show premise. We get a bunch of impressionists because we have kind of like grew this group together. And we all go to, it's kind of like The Circle, but it's made for impressionists. And we all have to catfish each other.
Yeah.
But we're like trained catfishers.
Absolutely. I want to catfish people. I used to do it as a child, you know? I'd go on fucking AOL chat rooms and I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
54 single, you know, New Jersey, looking to fuck. And I'd be, and people were like, who's this gross 54-year-old man? I'm like, ha-ha, I got him.
My thing was, I used to
that's
call.
That's how it all began.
That's how it all began in the chat rooms.
Oh, of course. I would take it a step. Well, not, I would do it on chat rooms, but I would call my friend's parents and pretend to be the parent of the house that was having a party.
Oh, wow.
And so I would pretend to be the mom. And it actually worked, I think.
Wow.
I think it worked.
You're basically like in Mean Girls when she's like, hi, I have your daughter's test results. They came back positive.
Precisely. Yeah. It did work for this one party that we had, I think, because the mom would like, she sent pizza and I was like, it'd be great if you could contribute something for the kids.
Wow.
And she was like, oh my God, of course I'll send pizza. And we had pizza. It actually worked, yeah.
We actually need some checks because we're going to buy some drugs.
If you want to just Venmo. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was. So big news out of Sofia Vergara. I never really get to do her.
Mm.
But she's coming out with a full-on coffee line called Dios Mio.
What a name.
What a name, right?
Where I wonder where it came from.
I thought it was going to be called IJ.
Dios Mio. It's
Dios
like
Dios Mio coffee.
It's Can you, do you want to tell us as Sofia, like where, how this came to be? Like,
so I am Colombian and I love coffee and it's made by all women. So the women are making the coffee beans.
Oh, they make the coffee beans.
Yes. And it's sold in Walmart with my panty line.
Oh.
Do you know I have a panty line?
I do now. You get to do panties and coffee? Like, do you get a bundle?
So when you drink a lot of coffee and you shit your panties...
you get new ones.
You get new ones. Exactly.
Honestly, so, very smart. Very
I'm
smart.
I'm excited
collab.
For my new brand.
That's really and smart. And that's why you called it Dios Mio, right? Because it's like...
Dios Mio, I just shit my pants.
Yeah.
The coffee is so strong that... that you're gonna want to shit your pants.
Wow.
It's really
well,
good
you
coffee.
Sold me. Mike,
wanna,
shut up. You sold me.
Do you want to try my coffee? Okay, I'm gonna make you a cup. But it is fresh Colombian coffee and I love
Who
it.
Who knew you could get a fresh cup of Colombian coffee in a Walmart? That's really, you know, 2024, we are
Walmart
the future.
Is, they are growing on me. Not only because they have all my brands, but their fashion is great. Like, it's good.
Do you think that you'll end up having like a store for Dios Mio?
I don't know. What do they call it? Brick and mortar?
Brick and mortar.
I want to. Yes, I want to.
That's
in
nice.
In Colombia and also in here too.
In the U.S.
Yes. And I want to do it in New York because the men are nice. I like New York men.
Oh. They're because tough.
Yeah, and I think they're tall and handsome and they're funny. And I don't like Los Angeles men. So, yeah, I want to open a store. But, yeah, I'm very excited.
Congratulations. It's
everybody
really exciting.
Everybody go buy Dios Mio coffee.
Dios Mio.
Dios Mio. Thank you.
That's the commercial for it. Just someone like a hot cup of coffee, and then it's like,
it's so
the
true.
The next thing you see them on the toilet, just like sweating it out, and then it's just Dios like mio. A stamp, Dios mío. Like if someone's that fucking honest with their marketing,
honestly,
people will buy it.
Honestly, I think it's fantastic. Great
It'll
name.
Probably just be like hot photos Dios of Sofia mio. Vergara, but
just holding the bag.
Yeah,
they're really pretty bags. Like the branding is great. And it is actually funny. It just occurred to me that she also has an underwear line, you know, an undergarment line.
Do you think there's like a coach that like, you know, you can hire as a celebrity and be like, what should I go into? You
Kris
know,
Jenner. She probably does that for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
there's
think?
Probably tons of those people in LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Kris Jenner probably is one of those people, right?
Who's just like, I mean, I believe she does it for her family, but like,
yeah.
You know, like, who's like, oh, you have enough money, you have a career, you have a face, you have a platform, like, what do you like? And someone's like, right. Well, I don't know, I drink coffee every day.
Coffee. The crazy thing to me is it was always, I think in the 90s, it was perfume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Paris Hilton has 50 perfume.
Yeah. That smells crazy, yeah.
And it was either
Kim
perfume
has
or makeup.
Like 20 perfumes.
Oh, my God, yeah. I was just went into Ulta yesterday, and the amount of celebrities that have makeup brands is insane. Millie Bobby Brown, it's called Bobby, and then Serena Williams has hers, and they all look like tennis balls.
Oh, my God.
Like the makeup is so, my eyes went directly to that because I was so attracted to the aesthetic of the brand.
That's cool. I've never seen that.
Me neither.
That's really fun.
Right? I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to tell you because I was like, you should totally get this for your mom.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Tennis brand. Look at this. It's called Win Beauty.
Although she's famously, wow.
Right?
It
tennis
really
balls.
Is the color. Yeah.
It's the bright green. And then all of the things kind
fuzzy?
Of look round and. Wait, if they're not. But that would be amazing if they
that
were fuzzy.
Would be, yeah. I was like, because she wore a tennis ball dress the other day. I forget what too, but I like saw it. It was like a fuzzy neon bright dress. And I was like, damn.
Wait, that would have been amazing to have a little fuzzy, kind of like EOS. Whatever happened to the brand EOS? Remember them? They were like big.
EOS.
The little ball lip balms.
Yeah.
Everybody was obsessed.
They don't sell them anymore?
They do, but they're just not as culturally. Everybody was buying EOS. They had the balls in their purse. Crazy.
I was talking a lot of makeup with the makeup artist I worked with the last few days. And
I love
and she, and she turned me on. I really want to get like a cream Chanel bronzer. I was like, this will run me like $150. But like, you know.
The problem with the makeup these days, it's overpriced. It's good products. Like if you can find something that you really love, that's a splurge. That's a great splurge. I'm in Sephora. Tell me why there's tweens. TikTok has ruined like the tween makeup industry. There was tweens buying products for their Hamptons homes. I'm not fucking kidding.
Yeah, no, I believe that.
In Midtown, she was like, I'm definitely going to get this because I can just like keep it at my Hamptons home. I need one.
Yeah.
And her friend was like, oh my God, I was just there yesterday. Bitch, bitch. I was like, these motherfucking tweens. And she was like, oh my God, do you have a Hamptons home? I do. And she was like, no, I don't, but I go to my friends. Meanwhile, I took my ass, paid for my Sephora products, went back to Italy, worked my part-time job. And I was just thinking about these tweens just talking about their Hamptons homes and how they're their makeup inventory for each home.
Yeah.
Their New York City apartment and their Hamptons home.
What a life.
That's what happens here, though.
I know.
That was like all my camp friends who grew up in the city. They all had like Hamptons homes.
Their Hamptons homes.
And like, yeah, why wouldn't you have your shampoo at both homes?
Of course.
Like, you don't need to take both.
And you know the audacity from place to place. That tween to be like, do you have a Hampton home? I almost wanted to slap her. She was like, no. Like, she shamed her friend. She was like, no, but I go to my friend's Hamptons homes.
Maybe we should do a sketch of us as these girls in Sephora.
We have to. Because the audacity. They're like, it's okay. My mom will buy this for me.
I'm going to get one of these for my New York home and one of these for my Hamptons. Like, my New York apartment, one of these for my Hamptons.
What about, like, your St. Martin's home?
Your parents' time ship everything from Amazon.
Smart. Like, and they get these crazy products. Like, don't even get me started on the Drunk Elephant tinting drops, the tan drops.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's, like, a million other tan drops that work exactly the same, and they're a quarter of the price. But these poor little girls... Actually, it's the parents who are having to pay. Rich little girls are paying for these Drunk Elephant drops.
I know.
Which run you, what, $50 a bottle?
No, they're like $20. I have them.
You don't even get a lot in there, though. It's such a ripoff.
You don't get a lot. I do like them, though. I will say I have like the Tan Lux ones. They're not as good. For some reason, the consistency. Yeah. The Drunk Elephant marketing, though, I mean, they like
fantastic.
Really, they did it for all the tweens. They changed.
It's bright colors, neon.
Yeah. And it's just like, you want it. It's like a candy store. It looks like, you know, it does. It's like, I don't know. I love these colors.
The sensory overload.
That's so funny, though, about the like buying for each home. I'm like, my brain is like, yeah, that's how I want to be with my LA and New York homes. Like, I have like, you know, the same blow dryer in both.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Well, but there's also a difference between like a grown person
doing
becoming
that.
Successful enough to afford
to
that lifestyle.
That.
As opposed to being a, you know, 11 years old.
Yeah. And already you know? Having the awareness.
But like, what do they have
that?
To look forward to, right? What do they have to look forward to?
I don't know.
To?
The football game on Friday. Fuck. Like, that's what we used to do. The mixer, we would get together and grind on
but
little
like,
boys.
But, like, I mean, in life, you know, like, if you're already at that level when you're 11, like, where do you go?
Right. They have no uphill battle to fight for the rest of their life.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, what's it all about to them?
It's the Paris Hilton debacle of, like, not. She seems happy, but you know, it's just once you're given everything, like what excites you? She's like diamonds.
Diamonds.
Like more diamonds.
Yeah.
And we have another thing to recap is
big reality star news.
Oh my God. Big. By the way, everybody is taking credit for saying this was going to happen, for predicting this.
We really predicted it.
Heather McDonald also predicted it on her show.
Yeah.
But Eladia Baldwin, tell the news.
So yesterday, do you know how many people sent me that video? There was a video that came out yesterday of Alec and Hilaria on a couch.
Who approved that video?
And she's like, we have news. And he's like, oh, no, don't tell me it's another baby. And honestly, you guys laughed, but I was like, we're not having more kids. She's like, we're coming to TLC. And then there's like just shots of like. All 25 of their children running around the house, and they announced that they are doing a reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. And I gotta be honest, Alec looked not happy to be there. You know, he looked like, what else do you expect me to fucking do right now in my life?
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's very funny. It's also like TLC and meanwhile,
TLC, interesting.
Very interesting. I honestly feel like no one else, like Netflix, Bravo, they were all like, no. Like,
I would have thought a streaming would have picked it up. Maybe Hulu or Netflix. But TLC?
He's not in a really good place right now to be like making money as a reality star.
That's true.
You know? Like, it's not a good look, especially for him. I kind of felt like they could get away with it more if it was like her and the kids, you know, and he wasn't really a part of it. But the fact that it's like the Baldwins and like their life as parents and, you know, like John and Kate plus 8 times, you know, like this is, but like, it's just,
I just don't know you know how each episode you want something to happen. I just don't know how much they can really do besides show her doing yoga in the living room, the nannies and the kids running around the house, and probably Alec being distraught. What is that going to be the whole season?
I have no
something
idea.
Something about TLC loves mess.
TLC loves a mess. That's
they
true.
They do. They love debauchery. They love mess.
it's gonna be like life, you know, like what are the shows on there? My 600 Pound Life.
A lot of shows.
1,000 Pound Sisters.
Yeah.
And then the Baldwins.
The
Greenwich, village family of, of 10 or whatever
what
it is.
What I do love watching is I watch these TikToks, I mean, till like the wee hours of the morning. It's a day in the life of a New York City mom.
Yeah.
It's a very good TikTok niche place. I watch them for hours. I love to see, you know, it's basically their lives are just, that's kind of why I think the draw of this show is to see their inner Greenwich Village apartment and her walks with the kids. I'm going to watch.
I mean, I think everyone's going to hate watch it, you know,
because
they're like the amount of people who sent me that video. It's here's the thing. Our hair is very similar right now. And so the amount of people who were like, I legit thought this was you and you got Alec Baldwin to be in a video with you. And I was like honored, but I was also like, oh, no, that's not me.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way she sits and stands, it just gives off such sexual. She's always like. Like her tits are out and always. Then her feet are like pointed like a ballet. And she's just like,
she's always
like doing Pilates, like stretches
well,
in her
normal.
Well, you
know the women from Spain. I mean.
Oh, of course. Cierto. Cierto. We're just.
So
we're just,
sexual.
So sexual. So. Like she just gives.
She will be on my show tonight announcing the big news.
The stretch. So. Yeah. She really gives off that. And I just. It's incredible. Are you taking this on as a full-time job? Are you excited for this? Or is this kind of like, you see this as a challenge? Like, how are you approaching this project?
I've always been a star, you know?
Yeah,
I've always been ready for Hollywood.
Of course.
And this is just like another show, another set. It's like, it's really exciting for like normal people like us, you know? Like my kids, they're not movie stars.
Of course, yeah.
They could be, you know, they're like working celebritados now.
Do each of them get a talent fee?
They all have contractos.
Okay.
And we have, you know, agents and like, you know, brands and like, it's like a lot.
Yes.
But it's going to make us 7 times money, you know?
Because it's just, you have 7 kids now?
We have 7 Baldwinitos.
Oh my
and,
God.
You know, it's like. It's so nice that Alec can go back on television, you know, like he
in the midst of this crazy 30 Rock
was so nice.
Yeah.
And now we have like the Baldwins and it's like.
And what was your last book role that you booked?
I used to do like have you heard of how you say good morning, Americanas.
Good morning, America. Oh, the news. Yes, fantastic.
I would do like segmentos on there, you know, like I do cooking or yoga or like exercise or like whatever they like book me in to do.
Incredible.
So I've been on lots of television, you know, like I have experience, but it's going to be so nice. Like my kids, you know, they love TV. So like for them to become actors is like.
Right. But it's a reality show. So it's going to be really real and raw. We're going to see the inner life of.
Yeah, you're going to see everything. But you're also going to see like, you know, they are working toward their goal of being in entertainment. So like we will bring drama.
Great.
I have 6 nannies, you know, like they're going to.
Nannies are
going to
be in there.
Rotate in on the episodes, you know.
Do your nannies call you Hillary or.
Hilaria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I am Hilaria.
I thought they would call you by your American name, Hillary.
No. It's my you can be a Spanish in America, so it's like Hilaria.
So
everywhere, you know, like right. Like Miami, Hilaria, Copenhagen, Hilaria.
It's always Hilaria.
Always, yes. I travel. It's like Hilaria on my passport, though. You know,
it?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. And are you going to be doing a lot of yoga? Are we going to see some of your yoga moves?
Yes. You know, like if I ever, not too many, because it's like you have to pay me to teach.
Oh,
it's
going to cost you.
You know, my own stuff. Yeah, of course. You know, I do yoga in my bathroom. I do yoga in my closet.
Right.
You know, like on the steps of my Antonio's house. You know, it's like I can do yoga anywhere. It's like a gift. But yeah, you'll see some on the show, but not like full class. Like if you want a full class, you can come to my class. I teach.
You got to pay for that. You're still teaching.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's how I met my husband.
And TLC, you didn't want to do it on Telemundo?
Yeah. We like Telemundo and they were like interested, but you know, TLC, they had like more, you know, opportunidades for us, you know, like
fantastic.
To go on other shows or like crisscross on the promotion, you know. Uh-huh. Telemundo was like not great, and like I don't really, you know, Peacock said no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Very sweet, you know, like maybe we will move up to a Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it's nice to like just try it on like a smaller, you know, place. Like,
yeah, I think so too. TLC is a great place. It's very family oriented. You know, it's the learning channel after all.
The learning channel.
Yes.
I did not know.
Fantastic for your kids.
I love. Yeah. And they are learning.
And they're learning.
It's, that's why it all really, everything in the Universidad like makes sense.
It comes together. Absolutely. Yeah, it
comes together. It's going to be so fun though. I'm like so excited. You know, like finally people can see me as like the woman I really am.
Which is a mother of seven.
Empowering mother of siete.
Siete. Did you hear the accent? Siete. Are we going to, are you mostly talking in Spanish? This is kind of like a bilingual show?
I can never know, you know, it's like,
of course, it's just whatever comes out.
It's a show for English, but like, it's like, you know, it's, who knows? Like my kids are bilingual too, because you know, they're Rafa, Carmen, Leonardo, Lucia, Maria. Like, so like, I don't know. Like if they want to speak Spanish, we could do a what's it called?
Money.
Subtitle.
Subtitles.
Yeah. Watch it with that.
The closed captions. Right.
Alec watches with that because he's hard to hear.
Really? He is getting older.
Sometimes, you know, I don't want to say out loud. He's still so, you know, handsome.
Is he?
So yes.
You're still attracted to him.
Of course.
After all these years.
I have seven kids. Yeah, of course. No mas kids.
No more?
No, we might do the tubes tying on the episode.
No.
I think so. But season finale.
The season finale, balls is getting snipped.
It would be good TV.
It really will be good TV.
It's the learning channel.
After all.
TLC.
Hey, Ladia, I can't wait to see this.
Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. Everyone tune in. It's going to come 2025.
And we have to wait a year for this?
I think so.
Ugh.
We still are filming. So.
Oh, you're in the process of filming?
Yeah, lots.
So
lots
if we go to
camera.
Greenwich Village, can we try to, you know, see the filming? Or it's mostly, it's inside your home?
No, es posible. You know, we go to the park.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Washington Square.
Square Park.
You never
right.
know.
Might be able to Shake see Shack. You there.
I mean, who knows? We are normal. Shake That's Shack. The whole show. We are normal. You know, we are normal families.
Mm. I do believe that. It's fantastic.
You know what's fun, actually? Just go on, like, any of the announcements from yesterday, like Hollywood Reporter or Variety or People, and just look at the comments, because...
Are people happy or upset
no,
about this?
No, they're not happy. Most are they, comments think, are so funny, too. I should have, like, screenshot
They're probably
them.
Mad because of what Alec is doing. They're probably just thinking that this is kind of a step down from Alec, or why are we publicizing
it's
this
like
family?
It's, deflecting from, I think, what's really going on, right? Isn't he still, like, on trial?
I believe he is.
It's a little, like, it's weird.
It is weird.
Like People Magazine, where is it? Like there are so many, there are so many comments. I was just having fun reading all the comments yesterday. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like
insanity.
Well, she also had a podcast. Do you remember this? For like a hot minute on iHeartRadio. And they like the comment. She had one star and the comments were like, how dare you give this woman a platform? It's like, it's a lot.
She does talk about trolls quite often. This might bring up a couple more trolls to her.
I love how I like can't, you know, these sites post so much that I'm like, this was yesterday. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Just I'm going to read you like two comments. Are you ready for it?
Absolute.
This is People Magazine's one. But someone wrote, this will be how you say in English, canceled after season one. Nobody asked for this. His wife
that's
is.
A
from,
comment.
That's a comment.
Nobody asked for this.
His wife is from Baltimore and pretends to be from Spain. And then there are 45 replies saying Boston, not Baltimore.
My God.
Someone else wrote with popcorn, I came for the comments. What accent will Hilaria be using on the show?
Oh, my God. Both. She's bilingual.
Someone, oh, my God, I've been waiting for a reality show with Alec Baldwin. Said no one ever.
Oh, my God.
Do yourself a favor. Just scroll through these comments and you're just like, wow. Like, and TLC, why would TLC promote this show while he is awaiting trial on manslaughter charges? It's really, you
yeah,
know,
dude, it's just such a weird, bad look.
TLC you know? Wrote, we it can't is. Wait. Wait, and then someone wrote below, TLC, you're the only ones.
This is, she always complains about trolling.
That's on the People Magazine one. We can't wait.
You're the only ones. I'm dead. Tagging at TLC.
Bitch, you're the only one excited.
No, I'm watching.
Oh my God. It's so funny though. Tommy Lahren fucking commented, which is like, I'm like,
oh
what?
Boy.
she wrote, hide the guns, which is like, what the fuck?
That's taking you to a whole other level. Oh, my God.
A whole other level. I feel sorry for him and what happened. I don't think any of that was, like, malicious or intentional, but it's just a shit-ass situation. Yeah. And unfortunately, he is responsible for it. But, like,
right. I know.
It, you know, anyway.
Truly. Ooh. Now, I know we need to take a quick break, but I have one question for you because it's been a debate in my household.
Okay.
How long is
I
your
love
every-
solving Andrea's household please debates.
Do. Okay. How long is your everything shower?
Wait, how long is my everything shower?
As a woman,
uh-huh.
How long is your everything shower?
You know me, I like to be in the shower long. So I don't know, maybe like 15 minutes.
Actually, this is a better question. 15 minutes. Do you know what an everything shower is? For girls,
I can kind of like put it together, right, but I don't right. I, like you don't just shower every like
you,
everything
you
every time.
You wash your hair.
You wash your hair,
your body, you're shaving.
Oh, okay.
You're exfoliating. It's like the everything nooks crannies
got
type
it,
of
it,
like
got it, got it.
You're always washing your body.
So it would be longer.
I got to be honest. Right. Okay. I don't know
but
if
we
I
have
can...
a debate on it because sometimes I'm like I need an everything shower today and Nick's like, "Ugh.
Why do he care?" I would say 15 minutes, but I also could do like 20 when I'm just washing my body.
It's true, because then I just like stand there, just like that puppy, that the meme of the dog that's just under the faucet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would think like 20 minutes, 20, maybe 25.
15, 20.
15, 25, yeah. Sometimes I like to take, sometimes it goes from like to 20 to 25, and I think that's like way too long, but that's what it takes.
Why would he be mad? Because he needs to
use
the shower?
He's not angry, he's just like, we'll have a plan for the day, and sometimes I'm not very good at time management, so I'll be like, I'll be ready in 30. But I forgot that I had to take an everything shower. So it totally like moves the whole planning around. And then he'll get, you know, he'll, he's never angry. He's just like, you see, you have to factor in for how long things take you. And I'm like, well, I don't know how long my everything shower is going to take. How can I predict this?
I'd leave him. Fuck that.
He's very like on time. You know what I mean? Like, this is my issue.
I feel like time management. Don't you dare try to cut my shower time, bitch.
Especially with an everything shower. He's respectful when he's like, okay.
I did an everything shower today.
Hell
yeah.
You can tell. But once you have to do like your hair and the shaving at the same shower, it could take an hour, honestly.
Yeah, I will say getting your body lasered, you know,
dude,
cuts
the time.
Cuts it down.
Save me and my everything shower. I do need to get lasered.
that's so funny.
So, like, okay, you're averaging a 15 to 20 minute everything?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mike, what's your everything shower?
I would think for me, it's a normal shower.
I hope so.
I mean, like the only added boost I can think of is when I exfoliate my face.
Right.
But
that's your
that
added
adds,
time.
I don't know, 2 minutes maybe. Like that doesn't add
men
that much
have
time.
It easier.
Yeah.
I would say I'd probably, if it's a normal
yeah.
everything shower for me, 12 minutes maybe.
Okay.
And even that might be long. I like being in and out.
In
get
out
get
the
clean,
shower.
Get out.
Yeah.
You know?
I got to cut my hair. That'll cut down time too.
We really got long hair. Time.
Yeah.
There you
all
go.
Right, thanks. I just needed to
thanks.
We'll
to take
have a
this,
group chat about
take
that.
Take that back to Nick and let us know what he thinks it should be 5 minutes.
No, he just is like, if it's going to take 35, tell me it's going to take 35. You can take as long as you need, but just time man, like, don't say it's going to be 15 and then it's 30.
Nick's looking at it from like a clerical administrative
right.
Point of view. Yeah,
that
right.
way I know we're going to leave in an hour instead we're going to leave in 45 minutes because right. I'll shorten the time. I'll go, oh, yeah, I'll be ready in 30.
Because I lived with a woman who would take literally 2.5 to 3 hours to get ready
wow.
on like a Saturday morning, and then we wouldn't get out of the house till 1. When
wow,
we were doing stuff, I'd be very upset.
That's why you no yeah. longer live with that woman.
There's yeah. a lot of reasons, but that's one of them.
That's one of them.
All right, we're taking a quick break, and then we're going to be back with some peeps.
We're taking those big.
And we're back. For our final segment, we're going to give you a little Big Wig Bites because I'm salivating. We've been talking about food.
It's been a minute since we've had a Big Wig Bite segment, too.
We haven't had like an on-camera like taste test in a minute.
Was the last one the soup?
Ugh.
No, actually, we had your sweets.
Oh, yes. The Reese's thing.
Oh, yeah. Those were yummy.
Yeah, those were good.
You brought me back to that soup for a moment, and I was like, ooh, it wasn't. That didn't hit the same way. That was
nor
clearly.
Nor did it look appetizing.
No.
It didn't. I don't know if it was the color or the consistency. You know, Bethany Frankel has been wanting me to, I want to try those. What does she call them? They're like these chewy, sugary, stretchy bites. And she always has a huge container
of it. Oh, the Swedish
in her
candy? It's on, we should do a bonbon taste test.
Why is it called Swedish candy?
It's from Sweden. It's a Swedish candy shop. There's a Bon Bon right on Driggs. Oh. It's right by my apartment. I've gone a lot. It's like addicting.
And why is it so good?
We it's can like go right now. Chewy. I think I need a bag of candy, actually. We'll go right now.
Same, yo.
Okay. Okay. Easy.
So,
10 minutes from now.
Bon Bon went right in. Here's why she like it. It went super viral. The candy is very viral on TikTok.
So,
and so like stores are
it?
Buying this Swedish candy. They're gummies. And like some of it you've had before and you'll be like, oh, I know what these are. Like
general.
They're like Yeah. But they there are some with a different, like, I don't know how to explain it. They're like cloudy. They're like a different texture and taste. It took me a minute. At first we didn't like it the first bag, and then the second bag I got, I was like, I think I like some, like, because there's so many options that
and
they changed
them look all
it's in the city and then they have one in Williamsburg now because it went
phenomenal.
Super fucking viral.
This is crazy to me. They started sending it to just influencers, and influencers were doing taste tests on TikTok?
No, I think that they go to the store, the Swedish candy store. And I think other places are buying, like, in bulk and then making bags and selling it. Like, my friend who owns a cool clothing store outside of Philadelphia, like, in the suburbs, she's selling the fucking Bon Bon Swedish candy.
What?
In, like, baggies. And I was like, girl, what?
Do they all taste the same?
No.
Or they have different flavors?
Different flavors.
And
I loved
different
one of them and I can't find it again.
Different consistency. Like one's some super chewy.
Some are so hard to chew and some are like really like.
I'm excited.
I loved these sour peach lips that I was like obsessed with, and I only got like 4 of them because, you know, it's also like $12 for like
buy weight.
This much candy.
Are you serious?
And it's so expensive. And I bought these sour peach lips and they were so fucking good. And then I went back. I was like, Jared, let's go back because we were walking by. I was like, let's go back and just get like the sour peach lips because those were the best ones.
Yeah.
We walk in. No sour peach lips. But they had sour lemon lips. So I got those.
Not the same.
The lips were great. But like, they were the peach ones. I'll think about, you know, I will think about
for days.
Yeah. But talk to me about, she has the trend of summer, apparently, the food trend of summer.
Not only is it, we're wearing, have you seen those mesh sandals everyone's wearing? Those are the shoe trend now.
I have them, yeah.
Those mesh sandals.
I've had them, and now I'm like, everyone's getting them.
I know, everyone's going to wear them now.
I know. I love them, though. They're really comfy.
The food trend of the summer is cold salad plate summer, which honestly to me just sounds like a girl dinner.
I was like, this is like everything I always eat. Like, I'm a tuna salad girl through and through.
Through and through. Throw me a
egg
good
salad.
Bitch, a good tuna salad, it can turn your day around.
I make the best tuna salad because I copied dishes that I used to have every day at my day job.
Okay, so the trick for a lot of things is, isn't it just throw herbs in there?
A lot of herbs. Yeah, and a lot of veggies.
I had a guacamole with mint in it. Changed my life.
Whoa.
Never thought to put mint. It was phenomenal.
Interesting. Very interesting. I would never think to do that either.
So for the perfect tuna salad, you're putting mint.
No mint. I'm allergic to mint, so I avoid mint. But I'll tell you what I do.
Not with tuna.
Not with tuna.
I don't know.
But in a tuna salad, I'll tell you my recipe, you guys. Everyone, write it down right now. Because it's the best fucking tuna recipe.
Screenshot it by writing it down.
Are you ready for it? Red bell peppers, carrots, scallions, cilantro, dill, onions, celery, tuna, lemon juice, Dijon mustard, mayo.
There's a lot going on there.
Oh, my God.
Salt and pepper.
The list,
let me just tell you,
goes on and on.
You heard it. It will change your life.
Wow.
Yeah, bitch.
What kind of mayo are you using?
I like vegan mayo right now.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Either any mayo, you know? I like light mayo. I like Kewpie mayo, you know, the Japanese mayo. That's the bomb.
Ooh.
In the like soft thing that's like, it's like.
I don't have that.
You'll see it now. It's like, it comes in a bag.
I'll recognize it.
And then it's like, kind of like. It's softer. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what the difference is. It's not as...
It comes in a bag.
It's like the mayo they use in like sushi, you know, like for spicy mayo. Mm-hmm. Kewpie mayo. Kewpie. That one's bomb too.
We'll be trying that. Okay, so...
I'll make tuna salad and bring it here for you.
Please do. Now that you just rattled off the ingredients, I want
it. It's the best. I'm telling you, it's got crunch. It's got herbs. It's fresh. Here's the thing. You want to know something funny? I'm not a chicken salad fan.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like tuna better than chicken because I think it's more savory, but, you know, I'm not
keen on either. I don't like when people put those grapes in the chicken salad. I'm not.
See, we don't need that.
I don't. Grapes. Yeah.
You mean raisins?
No, grapes. People put a lot of grapes in chicken salads.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There was one chicken salad
I liked, again, at Dishes. You guys, shout out that place in Midtown. But they would put artichokes and walnuts in their chicken salad, and that was actually pretty good. But anyway. cold salad. It's please like my grandma's dream boat summer, you know? Too bad
she's
not here.
That's exactly what it says, yeah. Namely, my grandmother and her retirement home friends. Yeah. Graceful aging ladies. Okay, so basically it's just a cold plate, a cold salad plate. It's chilled plates with ice cream scoops of protein-based mayonnaise-bound salads, a big scoop of cottage cheese with fruit, and pickles. A lot of pickles.
This is literally everything I eat. I'm like, I am an 85-year-old woman, aren't I?
I was say, I mean, like, it's funny that this trend is basically like, eat like Jews eat.
Yeah, yes.
You know? Or it's, like it's Italians usually, in the summer, like yeah. cold pasta or, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
It's like the, when you go to a diner and they have a health plate.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's the cold salad platter. Right.
But this is like, doesn't this remind you of just like things your grandma ate, Anna, mm-hmm. at like delicatessens? Because mm-hmm. it reminds me literally of what like we used to get my grandma Emma. Would eat like fucking herring and all sorts
oh my
of
God,
like
the herring.
Cold fish and all this sort of stuff.
Yes.
You know?
My dad loves herring.
I really love it too.
I hate it.
My mom used to get it for me and she, because like
her pickled
and I
herring?
Loved it. Yes. Ugh. But then again, I love pickles. I love anything pickled.
I love pickles, but I herring doesn't do it for me. I can't.
It's the one thing.
Interesting.
If you're in New York, Sarge's Deli, there's an entire menu section devoted to salad platters.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is standard tuna and chicken as well. Delightfully chopped liver, something called California salad, which is cottage cheese, fruit, and jello. Jones on 3rd in LA. Updated salad trio.
Yeah.
Chicken salad, tuna salad, and
I just got it last
Chinese
week.
Chicken salad.
Their tuna salad at Jones is fucking phenomenal.
Well, everyone talks about that salad.
What?
Oh, the Chinese chicken
salad. But no, the tuna salad. Get a side of tuna salad.
Also bomb.
The best. I got a Chinese chicken salad with a side of tuna salad the other day for lunch in LA.
Chinese chicken with a side of...
Just a, you know, like a little bowl with a scoop of tuna in there. It was fucking great.
I'm telling you.
I want protein on protein.
Double protein. Yeah, you got to do that.
I love the Chinese chicken salad, but it's so sweet. I like need something else on the side, you know?
Yeah, that's the one thing. And we were talking about the Old Bay. Goldfish is really coming through with their new products.
Yeah, really doing a lot of collabs, Goldfish.
I mean,
really impressed. How come you haven't sent to us?
I'm shocked.
I buy Goldfish every time I go to a supermarket.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And I found the Old Bay Goldfish,
which had already signed me up.
Have you not had them?
I haven't been able to find them. My parents got them for me and they're saving it for the next time I see them. My mom does this, though.
2025.
And he's like,
remember that bag of Goldfish?
Anything that's Old Bay products, because we're like DMV Maryland people. So the Old Bay cheese puffs, to die for. She always buys them for us, my brother and I. She saves them, and now they've got the Goldfish. So you've tried the Old Bay Goldfish.
Yeah, here's the thing that was shocking. I didn't realize it wasn't a cheddar Goldfish. It's the plain Goldfish with Old Bay. I was like, these would be so good in like Manhattan clam chowder. You know what I mean?
Oh!
Just that Old Bay Goldfish swimming around.
So good.
That would be so good.
The new salt and vinegar flavors is now with the crisps. It's very much like an airy cracker. It's not as chewy.
How was?
Phenomenal.
Did you eat the whole bag?
It's very tempting, but I didn't.
Oh, I never not.
I want to.
I ate that whole bag on my ride to Philly the other day. Jared was like, you ate the whole, like, we finished it.
Oh, my God. You guys are, like, really good
fat.
You guys are, like, really.
Damn. You guys, like, took that shit down.
We took it down. No, if I'm on a car ride, something, the only thing I really finish is, like, a tall coffee and a Slim Jim. Like a damn disgusting foul animal.
You know what I have to say to that? Dios mío.
Dios mío. Anytime. That was a great closer.
Thanks. Good callback. You know, she went to improv school. Hey.
Great callback.
All right. That's our show.
Absolutely.
This
I think so.
Episode's coming out after my show. So thanks so much for showing up on Wednesday night. That was so beautiful. Oh my God.
So sweet of you. So thoughtful.
Do you have any plugs? Anything to plug?
Book us on Cameo, you know, keep those Cameo rolling around. Father's Day's coming up.
Father's Day. Don't you want some hot, you know, fake Spanish speaking women to do your cameos?
Happy Father's Day.
I like doing those. I have a cameo to do. You just reminded me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just housekeeping for our show also.
Absolutely.
If you are listening to the show on Apple Podcasts, go over to the YouTube and subscribe and like the videos, leave a comment, help us with the algorithm and vice versa. If you're watching the show on YouTube, go over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, subscribe to the show, leave us a review. We love 5 stars, but you know, we're not going to twist your arm too much. But just to help us out, be a bigwig.
I love it.
Much appreciated. Be a bigwig this week, and we'll see you guys back next week.
Bye.